Flint Dibble likes to tacitly accuse Graham Hancock of spreading white supremacy because Flint believes that there's a
narrative of Atlantis that has gone back hundreds of years.
And he uses this to conflate Hancock's work with the racists from the 19th century. Other racists in the 19th century were busily gathering Native American bones for Dartmouth University, where Flint works as a lecturer. In 2023, Dartmouth University found several Native American remains in their hands that were miscategorized and were in violation of NAGPRA. The president of Dartmouth said, "This is an extremely painful discovery, especially for Native American and Indigenous students and alumni, and for the faculty and staff who believed in good faith that they were not teaching with ancestral remains in their classrooms and labs." Meaning that possibly Flint himself, and certainly some of his colleagues, taught with immorally obtained, illegal to still have Native American bones in their hands. So to be clear, he's trying to say that the 19th century makes Hancock's work racist, even though he works at an institution that still has to undo the racism that it did in the 19th century today.